Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. How well do you deal with major difficulties that arise in your life? Do you take them in stride or do they seem to overwhelm you? Calvin L. Emerson is the author of The Golden Years, a book that will give you a whole new perspective on facing troubling times. It does not oversimplify the situation by telling you to be more positive. It teaches you a logical way to deal with unwanted difficulties. Retired pastor Cal Emerson shares life experiences that came close to destroying his relationship with God, yet because of this formula, he learned to experience a peace that extends beyond reason and a very positive outlook when facing difficult circumstances. Calvin graduated with an engineering degree from Michigan State University, managed the Northern Michigan office of a construction company for 5 years. His third profession is being a pastor, which he's done for 28 years in one church. For 11 years, Calvin represented Adidas Athletic Products for Michigan. He later became a sales manager for a 21-state area. Calvin received a Bronze Shoe Award as the Adidas Salesman of the Year in 1982. He left the corporate world at the age of 39 to embark on a new journey in ministry. As he pastored his first church, he received his master's degree in ministry from Indiana Wesleyan University. His retirement years are kept him busy speaking and writing, including The Amazing Golden Years, and author Calvin L. Emerson is our guest on This Week in America. Calvin, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Looking forward to talking with you about this book. And the book is receiving excellent reviews and touching many lives. The book is The Amazing Golden Years. What is the main message? Is there a main message, focal point, you want us to take away after we read The Amazing Golden Years?
Well, the one thing that I wanted to explain is that when I became a Christian, I started reading God's Word, and I just couldn't put it down. It was so exciting to me. And I memorized, the first verse I ever memorized was in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good to those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And in retirement, I've been able to look back on my life at the different situations, good, bad, evil, and ugly that I've had to go through. And I can see that God has touched my life in every single one of these in some very positive way. And that's the message I want to get across, is if we can just realize that God is in every situation in the past, if that's the case, we know that he will get us through every single struggle in the future that we have. So that's the message I want people to go away with.
A powerful message, and one that it took you a while to get to, didn't it? As you were going through your struggles, you kept coming back to this formula that you established, and we will talk about it during the course of our conversation today. What method do you use to help your readers see this message? What's the format you use?
Well, it's something that cannot be proved by science. So what I've had to do is just use all personal experiences that I've
okay.
gone through. Then that's the, and when people see and read about those experiences, hopefully they won't have the same, I'm sure, but they will say, well, if he's done that, I can do this in my situation. So that's why I'm using personal experiences.
Well, it's why it's so believable, because you've gone through this and come out a better person before it, and you're able to share what you did to get all of us through these difficult circumstances we all go through in life. Our guest is Calvin Emerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N. The book is The Amazing Golden Years. You'll find it at Amazon.com, all of the usual places, and Calvin's website, calvinemerson.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link up directly to Calvin's website, get all the information, order the book there as well. The title, The Amazing Golden Years, will somebody think this is just for somebody of retirement age? This really benefits more than just retirement age people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. In fact, I didn't realize these things until I was retired, but if I just wished I would have known these facts when I was 25 or 30, 35 years old, I would not have worried as much as I did I would have had a greater peace in my life. And so, yes, if it's it's more important for a younger person to realize this and to come to grips with this situation.
The book is The Amazing Golden Years. Calvin Emerson is the author and our guest on the program. Book available on his website, calvinemerson.com. What was one of the maybe hardest things you went through in your adult life, and what did you learn from it?
Rick, the year before we went into the ministry, my wife and I decided we were going to pray for a whole year to make sure that that's what God's calling us to do, and it wasn't just some midlife crisis that I could satisfy by buying a Corvette or something like that. So we prayed about it, and that was the worst year of my life. Everything went wrong that year. And I'll just share one of the stories with you. My son, who is 7 years old, was running around the house one night, and he didn't have anything but his shorts on. And Beverly and I realized that he had black and blue marks all over his body. And I thought, what in the world has happened? I knew Beverly would never beat on him. I know I never did. Something was wrong. So we decided that Beverly would take him to the doctor's the next day. She did. That night I was having dinner with some clients in the Detroit area, and I called home and I said, what did you find out from the doctors? And Beverly said right off the bat, are you sitting down? And I said, that doesn't sound good, Beverly. What is wrong? And she said, it could be that Brad has leukemia and he's bleeding to death inside. And I said, well, what's the prognosis? What can we do? And she said, well, I've got bad news there. The doctor said if it's leukemia, he has 2 days to live. And it just broke my heart. And I went and excused myself from dinner. I had an hour's drive to get back home. And I was just screaming and ranting and raving in the car and saying, God, you know, I'm going to go into the ministry. I'm going to do kingdom work. And you're doing this to me. You're allowing this to happen. And I called God some names I probably shouldn't have called him. And after about a half an hour of my drive, I was just worn out, screaming and yelling. And I just couldn't say too much more. And in the quietness of that car, it was like God started talking to me. I didn't hear his voice, but things came to my mind. And it was like God was saying, Cal, can I teach your son how to play soccer better than you can? And I said, yes, God, you can. Can I teach your son to play t-ball better than you can? And I said, yes, God, you can. And can I teach your son to backpack better than you can? I said, yes, God, you can. And it just, in the stillness of the car, I heard the thought, well, then give him to me. And with tears in my eyes, I just raised my son up to God. And I was sad, but I was at peace, knowing that he would never be hungry. He would never be bullied. He wouldn't have to go through the troubles of the world. And so I got home. Beverly and I cried together, and we brought Brad home from the hospital. And 2 days later, Brad started getting better. And I thought, what in the world is happening? Well, we found out we took him off all medications, and he was allergic to one of the medications that had sulfa in it, and he was bleeding to death. And so he started getting better. And then I had to look at it and say, now, okay, what lesson did you teach me here, God? And it was just that to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and never put anything before God in your life. And so I had to put my wife, my three children after God. And it was a great lesson to going into the ministry, because yes, I was going to go through some hard times. But that was something. It was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through, and that was only part of that year or so.
That's an amazing, powerful testimony from our guest on the program, Calvin Emerson, the author of the book, The Amazing Golden Years. His website is calvinemerson.com. Of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Though you sense your family was poor, what are some of the positive things your family gave you?
Well, they gave me so much as I look back on it. It was a very loving family. There were eight of us. We lived in a small house. We drove terrible, ugly cars, but we laughed a lot. We always had dinner together. Mom and Dad took us to church every Sunday, and that was a strong starting point. Dad came to every single one of my football games, whether it was at home or away. And one story I like to tell is my dad, one of my favorite places to go was my grandfather's in northern Michigan. It was an 80-acre farm cut right out of the woods. And it was just so special to go up there with grandfather and leave all the family home. And one day my dad drove me up there to stay with grandpa for the week. And my grandfather was saying, you know, I've got some things I want to get done this week. I want the tar paper house that you were raised in to get torn down. And my dad said, "You're just so lucky today. Cal can do anything." And I heard him say that. And it just blessed my life so much to hear him say that.
Yes.
And one other thing, Dad saw a bunch of kids in the neighborhood that wanted to play baseball, and so he started a baseball team. It was called the Base Burners, and we weren't very good, but we sure had a lot of fun. And he even built a Base Burner Stadium out of an empty field with some telephone posts and chicken wire for the backstop. We had more fun. Dad was just special. Mom was special to me when I look back on it, and I had a great life.
What great memories, and it doesn't have to be measured in dollars and cents, does it? There
No,
was
and it
so much
wasn't
there
measured.
with relationships and experiences that that Calvin is talking about. His book is The Amazing Golden Years. His website, calvinemerson.com, book available, of course, wherever books are sold. There's a house fire that you talk about that. Explain that, and how do positive things come out of something like that? Because we all face situations like that. It's like, okay, how can I find something positive out of a really bad situation?
Well, my dad made something positive out of it. We stayed with the neighbors for 2 nights and in their basement, and all eight of us. And but my dad came home the next day with a 16 by 16 foot army tent he got at an army surplus store in Detroit, and he put it in the backyard, and we stayed in that tent for 4 months. And it was quite an experience. Living outside, we actually worked some in the rain, and we'd wear our clothes every once in a while till they got dry, because we didn't have a house to go into. But the thing that came out of it, we moved back into the house. It was like a castle. It was only like 1,200 square feet, but it was finished, and it was really nice when they finished it. And we moved in, and Dad said to my mom, said, "Marie, you know, I've got a vacation coming. What do you want to do?" And I'm not sure what his mother or dad said. "Well, let's go camping." And so we started a camping, and we camped for years and just had more fun doing that. So it was a beautiful home. It was better than before. Plus we had a whole new thing to do as far as leisure time.
Your dad had a great sense of humor. Another sense of humor you talk about in your book is a chapter, God's sense of humor. Explain that. For some, they would go, I don't understand that. God's sense of humor.
Sometimes, Rick, I just sense that God is just sitting back and roaring in laughter at some of the
Has to
dumb
be,
things,
yes.
some of the things we do. One thing happened. My son bought an old Volkswagen bus, and it needed a lot of work done on it. It was 20 years old, and he that summer he was going to work up at a camp in northern Wisconsin, which would have been like 9 hours away, and he wanted to take his Volkswagen bus up there. And I said, "Brad, don't do it." And he did it anyways. And on his way out the door, I said, "Brad, I'm telling you, I wouldn't drive that much more than to the end of the driveway, and you're taking it nine hours away." I said, if something happens, don't call me." Well, the end of the summer came, and he had to get back to college, and he called me, and he had He not only drove it there, but he tore it apart. He was overhauling it. UPS went on strike. He couldn't get any parts. He couldn't drive it home, obviously. He said, "Dad, you got to come get me." I said, "Brad, I told you." "No, you do it yourself. You find your way home." My wife, at the end of that phone call, she said, "What did he want?" She knew what he wanted. And she said, "Listen, your son needs help. You get your butt in the car and go get him." So I had about 8 hours to do a 9-hour journey. I couldn't get a car hauler except on the far west side of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan,
Oh,
and I
wow.
had to be there in 8 hours. It was a 9-hour journey, and I tore. I drove as fast as I could, and I was coming up short, probably about a half an hour. And if I didn't get there before they closed, I wouldn't be able to see until Monday. I'd have to stay up there for the weekend, and it just wasn't going to work out. I didn't have money to do it, so I was f driving as fast as I could, and I prayed. I said, "God, you've got to do something here." And I drove about 15 minutes after that prayer, and there was a sign on the left side of the road. It said, "You are now entering Central Standard Time." And I thought, I said, "God, did you just put that sign there, or has it been there?" It was there for over 100 years, but I just saw God laughing and laughing about that. To me, he's got a great sense of humor.
That is a great story, and one of many you'll find in the book The Amazing Golden Years by Calvin Emerson. It will give you a whole new perspective as you face the troubles you go through in life. I mentioned Calvin, a retired pastor. You never pastored a mega church. Do you see God's blessing in that in any way? Everybody seems to measure now by the size of the church, the mega church.
Yes. And I wanted a mega church. I was successful as a salesman and as a sales manager for a large corporation, and I thought this is going to be a piece of cake, but it wasn't. It just wasn't. And I look back on it after I retired. What happened? Why, God, did you not give me a mega church? And I began to realize I took a test called Living Your Strengths. It's a book you could buy. And to have a mega church, you almost need to have to you need to be an administrative pastor, because you've got to be a pastor to a crew of 8, 9, 10 other pastors, and
Yes.
they'll be a pastor to the people. My strength on Strength Finders was not administration. It never showed up. My strength was being around people and touching people. And if I were to be pastor of a mega church, I would lose that touch. And I realized that God used my greatest strength to pastor a church of 150 to 200 on an average. So he blessed me. And that was a peaceful thing for me to realize.
You were where you were meant to be, and that's obviously was the case. The book is The Amazing Years, Calvin Emerson, our guest on the program. Also in the book, you quote John 16:24, "Ask and you will receive." Give some examples of where that actually occurred in your life.
To me, God always answers prayer. One of the things that happened in our year of prayer, the very first day, I was wrestling with my youngest son in the living room, and I realized he was a little awkward. I looked at him real close, and his left eye was turning in just a bit. And I thought, what's going on here? And I put my hand over his left eye, and he thought I was playing with him. I put my hand over his right eye, and he said, "Dad, don't turn out the lights on me." And that day, the day I said was going to pray about pastoring, I realized my son was blind in his left eye. And I thought, what is going on here? So I began to pray. And we even took him forward to the altar to have him anointed with oil. And to this day, John is still blind in his left eye. And it might be his right eye. I'm not sure
Yes.
now that I'm thinking about it. But anyways, and I thought, don't you answer prayer? About 8 or 9 years later, we had a softball team. If you have one eye, you don't have depth perception. John, we put in the outfield because he could run so fast, not like his dad, but he could run fast, and he had perfect depth perception. God had healed him, but in a way different than I was praying. My son was not handicapped in any way. In fact, he was a goalie on a soccer college soccer team. The ball's coming at him 60, 70 miles an hour from 10 feet away.
Oh, yes.
And he was a good goalie. He wasn't first string goalie, but he was a great goalie. And he had perfect depth perception. So God answered that prayer. And it just blessed me to see that.
I want to ask a question. In ministry, were you ever able to build that cottage that you dreamed about it in northern Michigan? Did that ever happen for you?
No, it didn't, but something better happened.
Oh, okay. I would have guessed both the answers. No, but something better happened. Okay.
Something greater, a greater gift from God happened. In the ministry, I couldn't do it because the church couldn't even pay us for about 3 months or 4 months, I think. I mean, it was a poor church, a tiny, tiny church when we went there. And so we had people in the church and we had friends in the community, though, who offered us their cottage. We had five different cottages we could go to anytime we wanted to. And we didn't have to pay rent. We didn't have to pay for utilities. We didn't have to pay for the lawn. We didn't have to pay taxes. We didn't have to pay for a new refrigerator. We just had to leave the place clean. And we had five cottages, three of them on beautiful lakes in northern Michigan. And that was a blessing from God. But I've got to tell you real quick, God said, and I'm going to read this. Peter was asking, you know, we've left everything to follow you. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me have And the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much. So I'm holding God to about 95 more cottages that he owes me.
And I wouldn't count it over yet at this point in time either. Those are just some of the amazing stories in The Amazing Golden Years by Calvin Emerson. I mentioned it'll give you a whole new perspective on facing troubling times, and that's exactly the case. The book is available wherever books are sold. I want to sneak in one more thing. In the beginning, I mentioned Adidas Salesman of the Year, a top executive sales manager, 21 state area for Adidas. Was this back during the sneaker war, the shoe wars with Nike and all of that back in the early 80s? Were you part of that?
I was part of it, but I was part of it more in the 70s, the late 70s, when Nike was just coming on. There was no war whatsoever at the time. We were the shoe on the market.
Yes.
And we were, it was an incredible job, an incredible situation that I had. And I just, but it was because of that, Rick, that I came to become a Christian. I wanted I needed to earn a lot of money. I bought good cars. We drove junk cars when I lived at home. And I bought a brand new Mercedes-Benz, paid cash for it, and drove it. I was driving it. And I realized, this isn't making me happy. What's wrong? And that's when I realized, and I said, is this all there is to life? And I realized I needed more and I knew where to get it. And I thank God for that.
What another amazing story. Very successful. You're driving a Mercedes wondering why I'm not happy with life. And so many people go through that. They attain what they think is in their mind is the vision of success. And they get there and they're still totally unfulfilled. And judging from your passion and your laughter and the joy you have in life, that you figured out the answers. And he shares those answers in his book, The Amazing Golden Years. Calvin Emerson, his website is calvinemerson.com. Book available, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. And I thank readersmagnet.com for setting up our conversation today, handling the marketing. And also, they've got what a book fair coming up for you here in San Diego is coming up, where the book will be actually featured there.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Well, a lot going on, and success is certainly something well-deserving, and you're touching many lives in a positive way, because we all go through down times, as you've described, that you went through, came through on the other side, and sharing the stories in the amazing golden years. Calvin, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us today.
It was my joy. Thank you, Rick.
It was fun, and hopefully we can do it again. Calvin Emerson, the book is The Amazing Golden Years. His website, calvinemerson.com, and all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.